Welcome to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 5, The CIA Triad Meets Legal Privilege. Alice, the CIA Triad is probably the most fundamental concept in information security. Confidentiality, integrity, availability. But I suspect you're going to tell me it means something different when you're building for lawyers.
Not different. Heavier. The same three properties, but each one carries legal consequences that generic security guidance never accounts for. A confidentiality breach in legal tech doesn't just expose data. It can permanently waive attorney-client privilege. That's not a fine. That's a case collapsing.
Walk me through that. How does a technical security failure translate into a legal privilege waiver?
Attorney-client privilege protects communications made in confidence for the purpose of obtaining legal advice. The keyword is confidence. If those communications are disclosed, even inadvertently, the protection can be lost. Federal Rule of Evidence 502 provides a safety net, but only if the privilege holder took reasonable steps to prevent disclosure. Your platform architecture is the reasonable steps. If it's inadequate, the disclosure isn't treated as an accident. It's treated as a waiver.
So the firm's choice of technology platform becomes evidence in the privilege waiver analysis.
Exactly. And we have real-world examples of what happens when that architecture fails. Mossack Fonseca, the Panama Papers. 11.5 million privileged attorney-client documents exfiltrated. 2.6 terabytes. Their flat network architecture meant one breach point gave access to everything. The firm closed permanently. Not because of the scandal. Because no client could ever trust them with privileged information again.
The confidentiality failure destroyed the entire value proposition. What about integrity, the second leg of the triad?
In generic SaaS, integrity means your data is accurate. In legal tech, integrity means you can prove to a judge that a document has not been tampered with since it entered your system. Courts require authentication of digital evidence. If your contract management platform can't demonstrate an unbroken chain of custody, cryptographic hashes at ingest, unique digital fingerprints that change if even one character is altered, signed audit logs for every access, immutable version history, then neither party can rely on your platform's version as authoritative.
Right. Give me a concrete scenario.
A royalty agreement on your platform. Someone changes the definition of net revenue to gross revenue in a single clause. That one word change could shift millions in payment obligations. If your platform only stores the current version with no integrity proof of what the original said and who changed it and when, you've just created a situation where a multi-million dollar dispute has no reliable documentary evidence.
Right. That's terrifying. And the third leg, availability. Uptime, right?
Uptime with teeth. Missed filing deadlines are the number one source of legal malpractice claims. Courts don't care why a filing was late. The statute of limitations doesn't pause because your cloud provider had an outage. The filing fails, the case dies, the malpractice suit begins. Your platform's availability during a filing window isn't an SLA metric. SLA being a service level agreement, the uptime guarantee in your contract. It's a negligence question.
Yeah, DLA Piper learned this the hard way.
June 2017. NotPetya hit DLA Piper, one of the largest law firms on the planet. Every Windows server, globally, taken down. No email for 4 days. 15,000 hours of IT overtime to rebuild the entire infrastructure from scratch. Their flat network architecture, where every system can talk to every other system with no internal barriers, same structural weakness as Mossack Fonseca, let the malware move laterally across 40 countries in minutes. If any court deadlines fell in those 2 weeks of paralysis, the platform failure would have constituted negligence regardless of what caused it.
So we've got three properties, each with legal-specific consequences that are dramatically more severe than in standard SaaS. Let's talk solutions. Starting with confidentiality, is encryption enough?
No, and this is the critical insight most teams miss. Encryption prevents data from being read. But privilege requires something stronger. The ability to prove that unauthorized access never occurred. Those are two fundamentally different security properties. Opposing counsel's forensic team will not ask, was the data encrypted? They will ask, can you prove no unauthorized person accessed this document between these dates?
Huh. How do you prove a negative like that?
Four layers. First, encryption. AES-256 at rest, that's advanced encryption standard with a 256-bit key, essentially military-grade scrambling of stored data. TLS 1.3 in transit. Transport layer security, the protocol that puts the S in HTTPS and encrypts data while it's moving across the network. And for tenant keys, separate encryption keys for each customer. Necessary, but insufficient. Second, access attestation. Every access event, cryptographically signed with the accessor's identity, timestamp, and document hash. Third, negative proof capability. Hash-chained audit logs, where each log entry includes a cryptographic fingerprint of the previous one, like links in a chain, so gaps are structurally impossible, not merely unlikely. Fourth, compartmentalization. Architectural enforcement that one compromised component cannot reach privileged data in another compartment.
Yeah, the Grubman-Shire breach in 2020 is a perfect example of missing that fourth layer.
Reveal exfiltrated 756 gigabytes of privileged celebrity client data in a single operation. Contracts, NDAs, personal correspondence, everything from Lady Gaga to Bruce Springsteen. No internal segmentation prevented lateral movement. That's when an attacker, once inside one system, hopped sideways to reach other systems on the same network. Once in, everything was reachable. $42 million ransom demand. The firm had encryption. What they didn't have was compartmentalization.
Ugh. So to summarize, the CIA triad in legal tech is really about three legal standards wearing technical clothing.
Confidentiality means preserving privilege, proving reasonable steps under FRA 5202, Federal Rule of Evidence 5202, which governs when privilege waivers can be clawed back, and ABA Opinion 477R. Integrity means proving non-tampering to a judicial authentication standard. Availability means guaranteeing access during legal deadlines to avoid negligence. Generic security gets you partway there. Legal-specific architecture gets you the rest of the way.
And here's what strikes me. These three aren't independent. A breach of any one can cascade. An availability failure during discovery could look like spoliation, an integrity problem. An integrity failure in access logs undermines your ability to prove confidentiality was maintained.
That's the interconnection those teams discovered too late. Your integrity controls protect your confidentiality claims. Your availability guarantees protect against integrity challenges. Build for all three simultaneously, or you'll find the one you neglected is the one opposing counsel targets.
Practical takeaway for someone building legal SaaS right now.
Ask yourself one question about every architectural decision. Can I prove this to a court? Not, is this secure? That's table stakes. Can I demonstrate with cryptographic evidence that privilege was maintained, documents were not tampered with, and the system was available when it needed to be? If the answer is no, you have a gap that no amount of encryption alone will close.
Next episode, how web apps actually work. We're going underneath the security controls to understand HTTP, cookies, sessions, and APIs. The machinery that every vulnerability will cover from here on, exploits.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistants. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.